4. Long, lingering resentment pinched Sarah Holdsteck's mouth and pinked her cheeks, the knuckles bone white in her clenched fists, as she spoke about what she'd endured more than 2 years earlier, when she'd been sued by 3 clients in 1 week, which turned out to be the least of the assaults against her. Because the woman's anguish at having been betrayed and played for a fool had not faded with time, Jane found it painful to watch her. Sarah's attorney of 15 years, Mary Wyatt, had assured her that those legal actions were frivolous, that among the accusers there was an appearance of collusion with intent to defame, and that she should not worry unduly. 3 days later, with no explanation, Mary dropped her as a client and declined to accept her phone calls. Another attorney took her on, and the following day changed his mind. While a third lawyer tried to persuade her to settle the suits out of court, a 6-unit apartment building that she owned appeared on an EPA list of structures standing on ground contaminated by highly toxic chemicals, and 3 days thereafter, she received a health department summons to appear at a hearing into the dangers faced by tenants of her property. By this time, IRS auditors had been in the offices of her accountant for 6 business days, examining her books in search of evidence of money laundering. Now, she poked a finger at the photo of Simon Yegg on the table in front of her. It was a Friday evening. This treacherous snake sat me down for what he called a come-to-Jesus meeting. He claimed my problems were the work of friends of his who he wouldn't name. The smug bastard wanted a divorce. He gave me a property division ultimatum. He'd keep everything he brought into the marriage just 18 months earlier and take 70% of my assets, graciously leaving me start-over money. In return, he'd make the lawsuits go away, have the IRS audit conclude quickly in my favor, and get the apartments taken off the list of contaminated sites. You believed he could do all that? Jane asked. Everything happening to me was so bizarre, surreal. I didn't know what to believe. The change in him was shocking. He'd always been so sweet, so loving.